For everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. It's a rainy evening here in Sonoma County, rainy and cold. I think you'll hear the rain on the roof of the podcasting shack. And I'll give away the punchline. It's time for a hiatus for this podcast. I was thinking back to the early episodes of the Consulting Pipeline podcast, and I remember the introduction that I used at that time was, "Welcome to the Consulting Pipeline podcast," where we talk about building your pipeline through positioning, education-based content marketing, and marketing automation. And as the podcast developed over the course of 130 episodes, I was really just following my interest. So I started with a plan, but I ended up mostly focusing on the issues of specialization, lead generation, and cultivating valuable expertise. That always seemed more interesting to me. At one point, I had a plan to start the second season with a focus on education-based content marketing and did some sort of experiments that I never published around that and just never ended up following the original plan. And I think that's okay. You know, in a way, I was trying to make a point about specialization. And in another way, I was trying to investigate with an open mind specialization and the constraints around it. And I think what I've ended up with is something where anyone who has doubts about specialization or questions about it could listen to this podcast and probably be able to make up their mind as to whether specialization is a good fit for them or not. So I think that's something to be proud of. Through the conversations I've had on this show, something even more specific has captured my interest. And that's the reason why I'm putting this show on hiatus. It has to do with this very specific metamorphosis, where someone transforms their business from one that's based on skill and output to one that is based on expertise. In doing this, they become what I've started to call a self-made expert. They're probably self-employed, and they've probably found some sort of entrepreneurial outlet for their expertise. That's why I think my colleague David Baker would refer to these people as entrepreneurial experts. I like that label, but I'm especially fascinated with the self-made aspect of their expertise. How do you get from selling your skills to selling your ability to move the needle, to being able to create impact through your thinking, advice, research, and intellectual property? That is the question that has grabbed me recently, and it just won't let go. I know there's a group of people out there who have no formal schooling in their area of expertise. They have no Big Four consulting firm pedigree. And yet, they are helping their clients create significant impact. In fact, they got where they are now, and there was no curriculum available to get them there. So they constructed their own. They're self-made experts. I know this because it describes me, and it describes a number of my entrepreneurial friends. So, in 2019, I will be starting a new podcast where I seek out and talk to these people. I'll speak with them a little about their business decisions, like how they specialize and generate leads and so forth. But I want to speak mostly about how they cultivated economically valuable expertise, how they did that with like no real support system, no roadmap of how to get there. They figured it out themselves, and I'm fascinated by people who did that. I'm looking for patterns that may form the foundation of a book that I would like to write. I have a hunch there's something that these self-made experts have in common, and I would like to find out if that's true, and if it is, I plan to write a book about it. Again, specifically, how do they cultivate valuable expertise without the support of some, you know, educational system or other institution or other sort of well-worn paths that show them the way? Because you know what? The world needs more people like this. The problems of today and the future do need skill, but more than just skill, they need deep, relevant expertise. The Consulting Pipeline podcast has been largely a labor of love for me. Now, yes, it certainly has been a good source of leads for my coaching services. But more than anything, I've really just wanted it to be a gift to the world of independent consultants who are trying to figure out how to make their business better. I'm sure it's not a complete solution to that need, but 130 episodes in, I think it's about the best gift I can offer to help address that need. It's time for me to move on to a mystery that I find even more compelling and worthy of my best efforts at solving. Of course, I hope some of you will come with me on that journey. So stay tuned for more details on this in 2019. My email list is one good way to do that. You can go to philipmorganconsulting.com/list and sign up there. And I'll add one more stub episode to this podcast when there's something new to point you to. All the episodes of the Consulting Pipeline podcast will remain online for the foreseeable future. As always, I really enjoy hearing your thoughts and feedback. philip@philipmorganconsulting.com. And of course, I appreciate you sharing this podcast with those that you think might benefit from it. Thanks so much for being with me thus far on this journey. And again, I hope to see some of you on the next leg of the journey.